A GoFundMe has been launched to support Dawson Creek resident Emily Wheat and her three children, after a January 18 house fire caused significant damage to their home, destroying most of their belongings. The Dawson Creek Fire Department say they responded to the structure fire in the 9100 block of 8th Street, and have provided a $500 gift card through their Firefighters Charity Society to help the family with replacing basic necessities, encouraging others to donate if able. All residents were able to escape safely, and a quick response from a fully staffed engine was able to knock the fire down quickly and save the structure. Unfortunately, most of the family's belongings were lost due to fire and smoke damage, the department posted on its social media page. A friend of Wheat's, Hannah Townsend, launched the GoFundMe on the family's behalf, and $4,445 has been raised to date, with a goal of $5,000 set. The fire broke out unexpectedly, explained Townsend on the fundraising page, starting in the kitchen and causing severe damage to the upper floor of the house. Tragically, the fire consumed all of their cherished memories, belongings, clothing, and furniture, wrote Townsend. This devastating incident has left Emily overwhelmed with dread and fear. In order to support her during this challenging time, we are coming together to help her find temporary housing, provide groceries, clothing, and other essential items for her and her family, she added. Wheat expressed her gratitude for the community's support on January 21, posting her thoughts on the GoFundMe page. Her daughter Alice was with her when the fire broke out. Thank you so much to everyone for all the thoughts, prayers, and donations. The last few days have been the scariest, most overwhelming time of my life. I am so grateful to the fire department and Dawson Creek Hospital for the emergency care and love we received. Alice and I are still quite shaken and experiencing some respiratory struggles, but we are warm and safe with friends, wrote Wheat. We still don't know the things we will need. Every moment it feels like you remember something else you've lost. I don't know how to describe the feeling. At this time, we do not know what caused the fire or if anything has survived for us, she noted, with a recovery team able to recover one bag of clothing. We are all so overwhelmed with everyone's help and support right now, our hearts are so full with love, Wheat added.